This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. It's the Mike Francesa Podcast on the Bet Rivers Network.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Mike Francesa Podcast. The Mike Francesa Podcast on the Bet Rivers Network is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila. Brought to you by those who drink it. All right, we have reached the midway point of the Masters on this Friday evening, and it has been a second round which, let's just say, the wind savaged those that were out there late. If you had a late tee time today, you got the worst of it. You got into winds that were just almost unplayable at times, and you and the scores reflected it. And you have to give the guys at the top a real applause for just hanging in there and getting around the course as they did. And they all played at different times. There's three tied for the lead right now after two rounds. Max Homa at 6-under, DeChambeau at 6-under, and world number one, Scottie Scheffler, at 6-under. Now, the best you got it today condition-wise is if you finished up either yesterday or early this morning, and Woods and Max Homa finished up, and they played together, finished up this morning. They had five holes to play and then went right out an hour later. That was the best of it. And Homa took advantage of that. He was 5-under par after the first round. He played the second round in 1-under par to finish at 6-under par. He was finished early today. Give Tiger Woods credit. Although he limped appreciably today, he got around the course. And believe it or not, not only did he set a record for consecutive cuts made, but he's at plus one. Only seven strokes off the lead. So if you want to dream about Tiger Woods making a Saturday charge or hanging around tomorrow and making a Sunday charge, you know what? Why not? He's only 7 strokes off the lead, which is not insignificant, but it is not impossible. As I said, if you were out there late today and DeChambeau was in the middle, Homa got finished early. DeChambeau got some of the wind and finished when Scheffler still had 8 holes to play. DeChambeau played in 1-over par, and he's at -6. Scheffler played in the worst conditions, and give him credit for his concentration and his abilities because he got around the course at even par, which was significant. Because very few players did anything in that late wind, and a lot of players just succumbed to the wind and let their scores balloon. I'll give you a couple of examples, okay? And there are many significant players who didn't make the cut, and a lot of them who made the cut because the cut ballooned from +3 this morning to +6 because the scores just kept going up and up and up with the afternoon wind. And there's nothing that destroys any sport more than wind. Wind is worse than rain. Wind is worse than anything. Wind is an incredible neutralizer of abilities. It can end a game plan in football. It can destroy things in any sport. And in golf, it can make the course virtually unplayable. And the wind this afternoon was unbelievable. These guys had to turn away at times because things were blowing in their face. Couldn't keep their caps on. I mean, it was blowing unbelievably, and it affected scores dramatically. Now, and nobody really, except a couple of guys, Morikawa, who went and played the second round in 2-under and now is 3-under for the tournament. Give him credit for that. He struck the ball very well. He's a wonderful ball striker. The young phenom, Åberg, finished 3-under today, best round, and is 2-under for the tournament. And he bears watching. We'll get to that in a little while. But as I said, some scores ballooned. Wyndham Clark, who has had a great year and played the first nine in 3-under par yesterday, played the back nine badly yesterday, came in 40, and then today went out and shot a 78 and missed the cut. Victor Hovland was 4-under yesterday at the turn. 4-under. He shot 39 on the back nine yesterday, 81 today to miss the cut. Among the other notables who missed the cut, Dustin Johnson, 79. Rose, M, Justin Thomas. Today, Dustin Johnson shot 79. Thomas shot 79. Clark shot 78. Taylor, who's been a hot player, shot 81. Victor Hovland shot 81. M, who's a very steady player, succumbed to it again. So you have a lot of Spieth, who had a 9 on one hole, succumbed to the elements today. So you had a lot of guys who wound up and said goodbye to this tournament that surprised people. Spieth, Harmon, Burns, Hovland, Clark, Thomas, Garcia, M, Rose, all goodbye. 6-under saved Matsuyama, Fowler, guys like that who were right at 6-over par and stayed around because of the fact that the cut ballooned and kept ballooning as the scores went up and up and up. So what we have now, as we get to Saturday, and the conditions are supposed to get much better. The wind alert is supposed to be abated after 3 o'clock in the morning. Tomorrow the wind is going to be somewhere around 11 miles an hour with some gusts in the high teens, but nothing like we saw today. Sunday is supposed to be even better, and both days are supposed to be completely bathed in sunshine with temperatures approaching 80 degrees. So the weather is going to be great at Augusta the next 2 days. What we have now is Max Homa, who has never fared well in the majors, who played very well both rounds, 6-under par. DeChambeau, 7-under yesterday, just gave up one stroke, 6-under. Scheffler, 6-under. Now, who's going to make a move and chase these guys? You have Davis, Murakawa at 3-under. You have the youngster Hodgkart at 4-under. You have Åberg, who a lot of people feel is the next great golf superstar. He is at 2-under. You have a familiar name in Fleetwood at 1-under. Willett was 4-under, and he had held up all day until he triple bogeyed 18 and fell to 1-under. So he goes in tomorrow not feeling very good about the fact that he held up against the elements all day and was in perfect position and then triple bogeyed 18. Cameron Smith is 1-under and a dangerous player here. And remember, he is in the running at 1-under. Right now, if you are 8 strokes off the lead, and that will include Reed, that will include Fitzpatrick, Shoffley, Tiger Woods. Kepka's 2-over. He played the second round in 1-under. He has not fired any kind of hot streak yet. He's 2-over par. He's going to have a big day tomorrow. A big day tomorrow if he is going to really make his presence felt on Sunday. He's going to have to go out there tomorrow and fire a 66 or so to get himself into the running there. Some of the other guys, Cantley's at 2-under par. Zalatoris let it get leaky late. He was under par all day and finished 3 over par, again succumbing to the elements late. He's still 3 over par. That's not out of it, but it's not great. If you're looking for Phil Mickelson, +4, made the cut. But again, 4 over par right now. McIlroy, 4 over par. Rahm, the defending champion, 5 over par. So he is outside the realm unless he goes out there and fires a, you know, devastating score tomorrow. He is not going to be in the running from 5 under par. That is a long, long way. He's spotted them now 11 strokes. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot. Even for a player of Rahm's ability, that is a lot. So I would say the +2s or above, you can at least keep an eye on. But right now, this tournament, watch Murakawa at 3 under. Otherwise, I think it's in the top guys. And this could be very interesting to see if, A, Homa can keep pace in round 3. And what DeChambeau does combating the greatness of Scheffler, who now is in a position to throw his dominance forward this weekend. He is in perfect position. He's tied for the lead after 2 rounds. He withstood the elements today, and he couldn't be in better position than he is right now. He showed you today where he had a moment where he started to get, he had back-to-back bogeys in a couple of holes where he hadn't had a bogey in the first 30 holes of the tournament. Now he gets 2 and 3 holes, and you said, watch out, let's see if the wheels are coming off. They didn't. He got right back on it and got right back on his game and shot an even round. And again, an even round today was an achievement when you look at some of these scores that were just outrageous, you know, for the day. Just unbelievably high for the day, +3. +4, +4, +5, okay, +6, +5, you know, +6, +5, +6, +4, +7, +7, +5, and on and on and on. And then to the 78, I mean, guys like Victor Hovland, one of the great players in the world, 81. Dustin Johnson, 79. Clark, 78. I mean, ballooning scores all day. So the conditions are going to improve. And right now, the storyline is really twofold for me. Number one, Scottie Scheffler, who came in here with all the pressure on him, who was an amazingly heavy favorite, finds himself tied for the lead and in perfect position to go forward and get himself another green jacket. Tiger Woods is the other story. He went around today. When he started early this morning, he looked awful. If you were watching on ESPN at 8 o'clock this morning, you heard the announcers, especially Jim Nance and Dottie, say, hey, he does not look good. He cannot get loose. Hey, it was early in the morning. This guy has to go through an hours and hours ritual to get himself ready to play. Not only did he have to do that today, but he had to go out, get up early and play in the dampness and the cold and the wind. Go out there this morning when it wasn't warm and it was windy. Go out there and play 5 holes. Then get himself ready to go back out and play 18 holes within an hour. He did all that and he played well. He went out there and he kept it together. And you know what? It was impressive. There was no question about it. He went out there and played even golf as the conditions got worse and worse throughout the day and people around them kept collapsing. He went out there, shot an even round, hit the ball well. Was he limping? Yes. Did he look like, you know, he was uncomfortable at times? Yes. But he played well enough to where it's Tiger Woods and his knowledge of the course is so impressive. And the things he can do around the green are just, they're not only smart, they're also just amazing. He keeps himself in the mix there. And right now, seven strokes off the lead. If you want to dream a dream, hey, if he cuts that tomorrow to, if Scheffler doesn't take off and run away, and he cuts that tomorrow to three strokes, and is three or four strokes off the lead going to Sunday, there are a lot of people who are going to say, hey, who knows? Maybe we're going to see something utterly amazing. So right now, not only is he in the tournament, but he's not out of the tournament, and he's in the tournament. He didn't just make the cut, which was impressive. He didn't not only go out and play 23 holes today, which was ultra impressive. He's still here. And he is right now, you know, with a lot of players, 20, 22 spots back. Yeah, there's a lot of players in between them. But you know what? That can change in a hurry. It's only seven strokes. If you go to the plus twos, there are, if you go to the plus twos, there are 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28 players within eight strokes of the lead. 28 players within eight strokes of the lead. And there are some names there that obviously, including Woods and Koepka and Cantley and Fleetwood and Schauffele and Fitzpatrick and Reed and Cameron Smith, who are there, in there, inside eight strokes and less of the lead. So nobody ran away on day two. Day two was a day where you just tried to fight off the wind and stay and keep your position. DeChambeau did that. Homa did that. Scheffler did that. Murakawa improved his position. Give him credit for that. Now, remember, during each round of the Masters, go to the Bet Rivers app. If you don't have it, download it. If you do, check it out and watch for all those Masters specials on the Bet Rivers app throughout the tournament as we get ready for what they call at Augusta Moving Day. This is the day where the leaderboard usually makes its shifts. You know, there's the old adage that the Masters begins on the back nine on Sunday. Sometimes for the championship, it does there. Because you have guys up ahead making eagles. Because you can attack 13 and you can attack 15. And people get hot on this course. And all of a sudden, somebody really catches fire. And the next thing you know, they've made up seven strokes in five holes. And here they go. And it happens. It happens. But today was not a day for that. Today was a day for battening down the hatches and trying to keep your position and stay in the tournament. A lot of guys didn't do that. Wyndham Clark didn't do that. Victor Hovland didn't do that. Justin Rose didn't do that. Dustin Johnson didn't do that, and on and on and on. And then other guys, they held their position at the top. And the guys at the top did a very good job. DeChambeau shot plus one. Scheffler shot even par. Homa shot minus one. Kudos to all of them. They did not let the elements destroy their position. They held their position, and not a lot of people gained on them. So that's where we are after two rounds of the Masters. And for you Tiger Woods fans, you know what? You're going to see plenty of them tomorrow because he's just right now seven strokes off the lead after making another cut. He is only plus one for the tournament. And considering what he played through these first 2 days, and considering what they all played through, when you saw a great player shoot 80, it was an impressive display by a guy who's had a lot of trouble just getting around the course and just playing golf in recent months. So we will update tomorrow after round three is in the books. And remember, you still have that hanging over Scheffler's head, although it's unlikely that his wife, who is due in a couple of weeks, will go into labor tomorrow or Sunday. But in the eventuality that it does happen, he has said no matter what, including leading the tournament, he's gone. So just keep that in the back of your head. But again, it is highly unlikely. She is doing well, watching, obviously, the tournament and getting ready, but is still not due for a couple of weeks. But he has made that very clear that he would not even blink. He'd be gone. So you do want to just keep that, you know, at least understand that that's possible, although highly, highly unlikely. What is more likely, that the number one player in the world, who continues to show you why he's the number one player in the world, continues to dominate the sport, and there he is, where he's supposed to be, at the top of the leaderboard with two rounds to play. So that is why, right now, he is a significant. Now, he came into the tournament as the heaviest favorite in years. He was 4-1 to win the tournament, which is crazy odds. It really is. It's the value is just not there. I mean, you know, it really isn't. It's just not there when someone is 4-1 to win. You know, like I said, in the old days, it used to be take Tiger Woods versus the field. But that was Tiger Woods in his prime when he was unbeatable. This is quite a testimony to the talents and the dominance. Right now, Scheffler is even money to win the tournament. DeChambeau is 4-1 to win the tournament. These are updated BetRivers odds. Scottie Scheffler is even money. You get, for $100, you get back $108. On DeChambeau, it's 4-1. Homa, it's 5-1. Morikawa, 16-1. Oberg, Ludwig Oberg, 18-1. And then it moves dramatically from there. Schauffele, 28-1. Fleetwood, 33-1. Cameron Smith, 40-1. Fitzpatrick, 66-1. Do they believe in Tiger Woods? They do not. They do not. So they do not expect him to win this tournament. It would be an amazing. He is right now $150-1. That's a lot of odds. Now, so are a lot of guys in that same category, but again, Koepka's 150-1. Woods is 150-1. Before the tournament, I took Koepka to win. Victor Hovland at 35-1. He's already gone. Koepka's +2, and Zalatoris is +3. Those were my three plays. So they're not looking very good right now. Matter of fact, if you bet them now, they'd be astronomical odds on all of them, because everyone thinks the winner is coming from the first three players, with Morikawa the fourth choice at 16-1. Scheffler even money, DeChambeau 4-1, Homa 5-1, because they have a significant lead here as they head to Saturday. We'll see who makes the move. Somebody will make a move from behind. We'll see who makes the move. And the question is, does Scheffler go out and fire a big round tomorrow, especially if the conditions improve dramatically before he takes the course tomorrow afternoon? The wind dies down, the sun's up, it's 80 degrees, the wind lightens, and all of a sudden he can tear the course up. DeChambeau's playing very well, and he's a very talented player, so it'll be an interesting battle maybe between those two. Has Homer arrived at the point where he can play on that level on Saturday and Sunday? He's never done that in the Masters. He's never done that in a major. He's never done it in a Masters. Can he do it? We'll see. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Mike Francesa podcast on the Bet Rivers Network.